Hello.
Hi. Hello there.
English from Australia. Programme number 2.
我叫王恩喜，这两位是 John 和 Barbara。
Hello。
Hi。
关于我们的讲课，再说明一下，每一次我们都会留出一些时间来让你练习学过的东西，让你有机会说英语。今天讲课的内容还是和人见面，在第一讲里你学了两次跟人见面说些什么话，特别是怎样自我介绍，怎样介绍别人。你大概还记得吧？ John 和 Barbara 介绍自己的时候说
Hello, I'm John Warnock.
Hi, I'm Barbara Frawley.
你当然也可以用这个方法报你的名字。上一讲里你还学了怎样介绍别人，也学着把 Barbara 介绍给Lee 先生。
Mr. Lee, I'd like you to meet Barbara Frawley.
这是一种说法，你还学了一种比较简单的说法。
Mr. Lee, this is Barbara Frawley.
这是介绍别人。别人介绍你呢？我们也学了一些打理的话。
Pleased to meet you.
或者是
Nice to meet you.
还有就是说一个词表示友好。
Hello.
或者是
Hi.
介绍过程可能是
Mr. Lee, this is Barbara Frawley.
Hi.
也可能是
Barbara, I'd like you to meet Mr. Lee.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Lee.
上一讲我们还学了一种比较客气的说法。
How do you do?
请记住，这和说你好一样。你说了，对方接着也说。如果有人把 John 介绍给 Barbara， 他们可能说
How do you do?
How do you do?
今天这一讲有一个内容是你见到一位陌生人说些什么，特别是你要向他打听什么事儿，该说些什么。一开头当然得跟他招呼，引起他的注意。比较有礼貌的说法是
Excuse me.Excuse me，
很简单是不是？意思是对不起，请跟着说。
Excuse me。
也许你注意到了吧，第一个词发音不太容易。这样吧，把这个词分开念。
Excuse，
请跟着说。
Excuse me。
这样你就引起对方的注意了，你可以问问题了。好，现在假定你是在公共汽车站上，想知道下一趟车什么时候到，你可以问
Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
意思是请问下一趟车什么时候到。
Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
呵，句子相当长是不是？问法和中文也不太一样。现在让 John 说慢一点。
Can you tell me when the next bus is due?Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
全部的问句是
Excuse me, can you tell me when the next bus is due?
要更礼貌一点，你可以加上请这个字
Please.
现在假定有两个人彼此不认识，在公共汽车站碰上了，
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
这位妇女说，下一趟车5分钟以后就到。再听一遍这几句话。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
谈话开了头，两个人可能就聊起来了。聊什么呢？我们听听。
Nice day, isn't it?
Very nice. It's warmer than yesterday.
Yes, it was cold yesterday morning.
哦，他们聊的是天气。事实上，在英语国家，两个不认识的人见了面，谈话开了头，一般不涉及个人的事儿，竟是闲聊。闲聊的英语是
small talk。small talk。
这种闲聊往往不牵涉到人，最普通的话题就是天气。
It's a nice day, isn't it?
意思是今天天气不错，是不是？
It's a nice day, isn't it?
It's warmer than yesterday.
意思是比昨天暖和。
It's warmer than yesterday.
It was cold yesterday morning.
意思是昨天早上可冷了。
It was cold yesterday morning.
再听一遍这段话。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Nice day, isn't it?
Very nice. It's warmer than yesterday.
Yes, it was cold yesterday morning.
要是天气不怎么好，说些什么呢？我们听听那两个人怎么说，看你能听懂多少。你先听，我们帮你理解。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
Yes, in 10 minutes.
It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It might rain later.
Yes, there are a few clouds about.
他们聊天，谈到坏天气。
It's a bit chilly.
意思是天气有点凉。
It's a bit chilly.
It might rain later.
意思是可能要下雨。
It might rain later.
There are a few clouds about.
意思是天上有点云。
There are a few clouds about.
你注意到了 about 这个词没有？它的意思是这儿那儿。把这段话再听一遍。
Excuse me.Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
Yes, in 10 minutes.
It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It might rain later.
Yes, there are a few clouds about.
可见你碰到一个陌生人，跟他聊天，就聊天气，准没错。好，请跟着我们练习几个句子。
It might rain.
There are a few clouds about.
It's a nice day.
Nice day, isn't it?
It's warmer than yesterday.
It's warmer than yesterday, isn't it?
It's a bit chilly.
It's a bit chilly, isn't it?
要是刮风，你可以说
It's windy today.
It's windy today, isn't it?
最后的那个问句你也许也注意到了，后面加了个 question tag， 中文叫附加疑问部。
Isn't it？
你加了这个部分是要对方做出反应。刚才的句子是
It's windy today, isn't it?
It's a nice day today, isn't it?
对方呢，很可能回答。下面是一种回答的说法。
Nice day, isn't it?
Very nice.
你也许知道，英语里附加疑问部用法很常见，是根据前面陈述部分的动词而构成的，意思和中文里的是不是、对不对很相像。如果你提到过去的事情，例如
It was cold yesterday，
那么后面的附加疑问部也要用过去时。
Wasn't it?
It was cold yesterday, wasn't it?
现在该轮到你自己练习几个这样的句子了，请跟着 John 和 Barbara 练习一下。
It was cold yesterday, wasn't it?
It was windy, wasn't it?
There are a lot of clouds about, aren't there?
It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Nice day, isn't it?
刚才我说过问了这个问题，对方很可能要回答，回答可能很简单。Yes, it was.
It was windy yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
也可能是照着对方的附加疑问部说一遍，好像是回声一样。
It was windy yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, wasn't it?
现在请你回答下面的问句。把对方的附加疑问部照说一遍。
It was cold yesterday, wasn't it?
你跟着 Barbara 再说一遍。
Yes, wasn't it?
好，请你再用同样的方式回答下面的几个问句。答完每一句，请跟着 Barbara 重复一遍。
It's hot today, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
There are a lot of clouds about, aren't there?
Yes, aren't there?
下面再听一下公共汽车站上两个本来互不相识的人怎么闲聊起来。有一天天气很好，两个人这么谈。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Nice day, isn't it?
Very nice. It's warmer than yesterday.
Yes, it was cold yesterday morning.
天气不太好呢，谈话就可能是这样了。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due?
Yes, in 10 minutes.
It's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It might rain later.
Yes, there are a few clouds about.
我想，他们那样聊天气，你听了好一会儿，可能已经听够了吧。可是跟生人聊天，这种方式确实是比较有用的。好，现在假定你在一个非正式的场合认识了一个人，想进一步了解对方的情况，你可以问他的工作，先问他是干什么工作的。
What do you do? What do you do?
还有一个问法，意思一样，也常听到。
What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
还可以进一步问别的问题，例如
Where do you work?
意思是你在哪儿工作？
Where do you work?
Do you like your job?
意思是你喜欢你的工作吗？
Do you like your job?
好，下面我们听听在实际的绘画场合下怎样问以上的问题。就说有一群人在游泳池旁边聊天，有个小伙子叫 Steve 的，正在问一位护士 Helen 的工作情况。
What do you do for a living, Helen?
I'm a nurse.
How are you? Where do you work?
At the children's hospital.
Oh, Helen 是在儿童医院工作。Steve 接着问。
Do you like your job?
Yes, it's good.
再听一遍这三个问题。
What do you do for a living?
Where do you work?
Do you like your job?
现在请你跟着我们说一下这三个问题。
What do you do for a living?
Where do you work?
Do you like your job?
好，下面请你问 John 的工作情况。问完了一个问题， Barbara 帮你核对，然后你再跟着他问一遍。你先问 John 是干什么工作的。
What do you do for a living?
I'm an actor.
他是当演员的。你再问他在哪儿工作。
Where do you work?
I work at the ABC.
他在 ABC 工作。ABC 是 Australian Broadcasting Commission， 澳大利亚广播委员会的简称。最后你问他喜不喜欢他的工作。
Do you like your job?
Yes, it's great.
你刚才已经学了谈起别人的工作时问些什么话。今天这一讲开始的时候，你还学了跟生人谈话时说些什么话。下面再谈谈第一讲和第二讲里提到过的有些词句的语音问题，你还记得吗？经理的英语是
Manager， Manager。
你注意到了吗？这个词有三个部分，也就是三个音节。
Manager，
请你特别注意，第一个音节 man 念起来要比其他两个音节响亮而且清楚。换句话说，第一个音节要重读。
Manager，Manager。
这样就形成了一种格式。
Manager。
我们还学过别的词，念起来都用类似的格式。
Yesterday。Company。Isn't it?
有的时候是个词，有的时候是个词组，或者甚至是个句子，都用同样的格式来念。
Manager, yesterday, company, isn't it?
请你把这些词练习一下，把重音放在第一个音节上。准备好了吗？
Manager,
yesterday,
company,
isn't it?
这些词念的格式是一种，在以后的讲座里我们还会听到别的格式。你还记得吗？上一讲里我们提到在说英语的时候要注意把有些词连起来，例如
This is an elephant.
还是那只大象，还得连起来念，真是要注意。同样的，当我们说
isn't it，
也得连起来，就像我刚才说的那样，把重音放在第一个音节上，同时又得把这两个词连起来。
Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it?
请跟着 John 练习一下。
Isn't it? Isn't it?
你可别忘了，在闲聊天气的时候，也得把句子里有些词连起来。
It's a nice day. It's a nice day.
这两个词
it's
和
a
是连起来念的。
It's a. It's a.
请跟着说。
It's a.
再把整个句子念一遍，念得很流畅。
It's a nice day.
你还要注意 nice 和 day 之间不要停顿，也不要加任何音进去，念得流畅一些就行。附加疑问部接上去的时候也是这样。
Isn't it?
It's a nice day, isn't it?
Isn't it?
接上去
day.
Day isn't. It's a nice day, isn't it?
请跟着说
It's a nice day, isn't it? It's a nice day, isn't it?
我们这个讲座里几位说英语的人都是这样连读的，请你注意听。下面把游泳池旁边的谈话再听一遍。
What do you do for a living, Helen?
I'm a nurse.
How are you? Where do you work?
At the children's hospital.
Do you like your job?
Yes, it's good.
好，时间快到了，我们这几个人该走了。趁这个机会，我们学一句话好不好？在这样的场合，你要结束谈话，可以说
I'd better go.
意思是，我得走了。
I'd better go. I'd better go.
你往往还得说明理由，例如
It's getting late.
意思是时间不早了。
It's getting late. It's getting late.
最后说一声
See you later.
意思是再见。
See you later. See you later.
好，我们听听 Helen 和 Steve 在游泳池旁边怎样结束谈话，怎样告别。
Well, I'd better go, Steve. It's getting late.
Okay, Helen. See you later.
See you later, Steve. Bye.
Bye.
我们这几个广播员呢，也该走了。
We'd better go.We'd better go.
Barbara 呢？她是直着急，就想走。
I must fly.
她说她得飞了。当然不是真飞，她又不是鸟，又不是飞机，怎么飞？这只是个形象性的说法罢了，表明自己急着要走，而且最好是脚底加油。
I must fly. Bye.
再见 ，Barbara。我和 John 呢？也得走了。今天这一讲，我们学了跟不认识的人说话该说些什么，认识以后说些什么，告别的时候说些什么。我们打算在下一讲里学学怎样跟人约会，好吗？当然还有别的内容。好，今天你已经听完了第二讲。
Our second program.
再会。
See you later.